Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
It was an amazing night for country music fans last night as CBS had ACM Presents Our Country, and that's exactly what it was. I'll tell you what. I don't know about you, Dave, but it was moments like last night on CBS that made I'm just so proud of the work that we do and the music that we get to play, because our artists are absolutely amazing. And the coolest thing is that they're real people. Right.
True. Yeah.
So we got to see them performing. We got to see Carrie Underwood hanging out on her couch, drinking a glass of wine and singing. We saw Kelsey Ballerini hanging out in her living room with mirrors on the wall. And she had this beautiful white dress on with all these beautiful white drapes behind her and her guitar. And she just, like, you know, played part of Homecoming Queen, and she was amazing. And Dierks Bentley sitting on his deck, and every right. time he would stomp his foot as he was playing, the camera would bounce up and down. Like, clearly no one was doing a professional job. Everybody was just hanging out at home.
Yeah.
And it was so amazing. But one of my favorite moments, and I wasn't sure how this was going to go, and I'm apologize if you're the biggest Kane Brown fan ever. I love him, and I think that he's very talented. And I heard the song with John Legend last time, I Say I'm Sorry, but I didn't know how this was going to sound live with these two, like, zooming together. And here it is.
I promise I'll do the best I can do. I won't say I'm sorry over and over. Can't just say I'm sorry. I gotta show you I won't do it again. I'll prove my love is true. I won't. The last time I say sorry. It's the last time I say sorry to you.
Wow, how great is that?
It was so
that's fantastic.
Just chilling. And it was so funny because John, you know, Kane is just, like, sitting there and it's just pretty much him. And then John Legend is sitting at his piano, and behind him is his trophy wall. So he had all of his Grammys up on the, and my kids are like, oh my gosh, look at all of his awards. Like, it's amazing just how many Grammys he has.
Yes. Well, it was probably his trophy house that he was in, as
probably,
much stuff as
and
he
we
has.
We were only able to see just a fraction yeah. of it. Another really neat moment was, you know, Thomas Rhett came out with his new song on his birthday. Let's hear a little bit of that.
In a world full of hate, be a light.
Be a light is so good.
When you do somebody wrong, make it right.
Just a great, great message. Mm-hmm. And he blew everybody's mind because he's the Thomas Rhett that we all know and love on last night's show. And then he sends off this tweet that says, for the first time in 5 years, I've shaved my beard off and I immediately feel 10 years younger. And oh my gosh, he's almost unrecognizable. Everybody's freaking out because Thomas Rhett no longer has a beard or mustache. Yeah,
and I know we talk about it, but it's so amazing when you see someone shaved after you've known them for years or just yeah. about their whole life with facial hair, because he looks like he's 15 years younger.
He does.
And it's not like he looks like he's an old guy in the first place, you know?
For sure. But I also thought it was funny that all of a sudden his face is much bigger than it was. Like, his whole head looks a lot bigger than it did before when he had a beard, because I guess it just covered everything up. I
yeah.
don't know. So that was super fun to watch. One girl who I was disappointed was not on the special, but now that I know that there's a good reason, Lauren Elena last night performed at the Opry, which was kind of cool. So she tweeted out, I will forever be thankful for last night. Thank you, Opry, for giving me the opportunity to sing on my favorite stage and share such a magical night with Terry Clark, who I'm so glad that she's still up there singing. If you're a product of the 90s like I am, then you love Terry Clark music as well. And Ashley McBride was on the Opry as well. And Lauren, I think, speaks for all of us when she says, I cried like a baby, but I think I needed that.
That's
absolutely
great. Andy's X-Files are brought to you by Acme Markets, fresh foods, local flavors.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Let's hear a little more of Dierks Bentley from last night's ACM Presents Our Country.
What they don't know is my dad and me, we drove her out to Tennessee. She's still here now, he's gone. So I hold on.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
And performing on a deck somewhere in the mountains where there's snow. So he couldn't have been in Nashville because everybody else who was in Nashville, it was like cold and raining.
Right.
And then Dierks was in a mountain somewhere.
So relaxed. Yeah, so relaxing. Yeah.
That was really neat. So that was super fun to see. Keith Urban is the one who kicked the show off. If you were unable to see it, we're going to be reliving parts of it throughout the morning today. And we'd love to get your take on it, too. You know, Keith is supposed to be hosting the ACMs last night. But of course, it had to be postponed until September. So he'll still be the host, but he's the one who kicked the whole thing off. Let's hear a little of his performance.
It's funny how the best years of my life was all that wasted time. All that wasted time.
Wonder how Keith and his wife Nicole and their kiddos have been spending all their time quarantining. He said they've been dancing and singing, playing lots of games, including Uno and Apples to Apples, and even newer games like What Do You Meme? He said lots of music around the piano, dancing, and getting out in the backyard when the weather is nice. So.
Sounds like your family.
It does.
Sounds exactly like what the Summers family
exactly
is doing.
Exactly what we're doing. Yeah. We play Uno almost every day. It's super fun. And then another awesome moment from last night. ACM Presents Our Country was this lovely couple who say that, you know, while they've been kind of keeping their social distance from everyone else, they've been spending a lot of time writing some new music and not talking about planning a wedding. But here they are performing together, Blake and Gwen.
I don't want to go down any other road now. I don't want to love nobody but you. Looking in your eyes now, if I had to die.
And I did not expect them to sound as good as they did singing together in a barn. I thought because their voices are so different, like her vocal style is so different from his. And when that song came out, I think that they sound good, but I thought it was
took
very
a lot
produced.
Of production to even it all out. Right.
Yeah. But no, they sounded great together. Yeah. And then unless I was just distracted because they were in kind of like a barn and then there was a bonfire right behind them, mm-hmm. which was super cool. And then up a hill, there's another building, which my kids were like, that's probably their house. But I don't know what it was because it looked like inside. Were you able to see this, Dave?
Yeah.
Inside, it looked like a gigantic chandelier. Like it was this huge. I couldn't figure out what it was. So the whole time, we're kind of listening to them, but mostly talking about what's going on around them. I was looking at Gwen's outfit, and she had her plaid shirt on, which Tori noticed that all the men who were on the show last night on ACM Presents Our Country, they all had too many buttons unbuttoned, she said. They were all showing. And then my son Leonard is like, and none of them are wearing an undershirt. And then I looked at Gwen and I was like, well, she's all unbuttoned too, but although she was showing less cleavage than most of the guys were.
Yeah. See, and yeah. I was worried how they were going to sound because Blake started, you know, he's in camo and he's saying that they've been passing the time by drinking all day.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this should be good.
I know. And then he tried to talk at the end and tell everybody to be safe and he couldn't get the words out. And she just kind of laughed and fell over on him. So the whole show was really, really cool. Though.
Chandeliers, man cleavage. There was a lot going on. There's a lot happening. Andy's X-Files brought to you by Acme Markets, fresh foods, local flavors.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
It was an amazing night on CBS last night, as it was supposed to be the ACM Awards show, but instead they did ACM Presents Our Country. And it was artists that we know and love that you hear every day on 92.5 XTU, part of our XTU Nation. These guys are part of our family, and some of them maybe raise some eyebrows for you, because I know Kane Brown and John Legend, they did their duet, and it was amazing. Let's listen.
I promise I'll do the best I can do. I won't say I'm sorry over and over again. to say I'm sorry.
So good.
I gotta show.
Another great performance, and this one was kind of neat because it was so cool, I thought, to see the artists that we hear all the time and we always see on stage looking all glamorous and amazing, but instead they were all very casual last night, hanging out in their homes like Miranda Lambert on her porch while her husband was out trying to learn how to fish. Let's listen to that one.
And if the house just keeps on winning, I got a wild card up my sleeve. And if love keeps giving me
and good, Miranda. Mm-hmm. And then the show wrapped up last night. I mean, there were so, like, really all of it was super amazing. So I don't mean to shortchange anyone, but we just don't have time to replay all of the music. The show ended last night so emotional for me. First, Brad Paisley and Darius Rucker did a tribute to Kenny Rogers. And then Luke Bryan just really turned the waterworks on for me.
Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away, trouble if you can. It don't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight.
So as soon as Luke started performing that, my daughter goes, oh, it's this song. I love this song. And I do too. I just thought it was so, oh my gosh. And my son, Leonard, who was 8, was sitting on my lap and he went to move and he put his hand down. He goes, Mom, why is the blanket all wet? I was like, dude, because I'm crying. This is really emotional.
Andy, it doesn't seem to matter if it's a live award show or if it's this where they're all, you know, sending in clips and zooming. You still get the waterworks going, don't you?
I can't help it, but especially with Kenny Rogers. So listen, I know I wish that it was more. I wanted it to be more Kenny Rogers last night, but that's not what it was about. But what is going to be about Kenny Rogers is this Wednesday night on CMT. They have a special called Giants, Kenny Rogers, a benefit for Music Cares. It's going to be on at 8:00, so make sure that you set your DVRs if you have to so that you don't forget to watch it. And then, of course, because it's on CMT, it's going to air 14,000 times after that. But you want to watch it with everybody because everyone's going to be all over social media talking about their favorite moments, and you don't want to miss any of that. But it looks like everybody is involved in that one. And Rita Wilson is going to be hosting it, which is amazing because she's just off her coronavirus.
Right.
Tom Hanks's wife. So it'll be interesting to see that. Again, that's going to be on Wednesday night.
Cool. Andy's X-Files are brought to you by Acme Markets. Fresh foods, local flavors.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.